It's time for Gerby's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gerby. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gerby and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gerby and Carrie Kasem.
Hey, good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening on KBC.com. We have an absolutely incredible show today, a special show. We are celebrating Mother's Day at Gerby's Law. We are taking negatives and turning them into positives. I am Alan Gerby, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gerby and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And I have a lot of help today. I have Carrie Kasem, my co-host here. Carrie, welcome.
Well,
welcome
thank
to
you.
The show.
Thank you so much.
We are excited today because we are celebrating Mother's Day.
And it's very, very rare, I think one other time, that our guests that we have today have been together on one show.
Well, I don't know about that, but perhaps we know
well, one that I could find, I guess.
Yeah.
One that I could find on the internet. And I am so excited.
Okay. We have a lot of people who have been following us on social media, on Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, they know that today we have two super attorneys, civil rights, victims' rights attorneys. We have Gloria Allred and her daughter, Lisa Bloom, mother and daughter team, probably the most dynamic duo of any mother and daughter team in the legal profession. Of course, for those of you who are not familiar with Gloria and Lisa, which is probably no one, Gloria is the founding partner of Allred, Morocco, and Goldberg. And she is one of the most famous women attorneys practicing today, if not the most famous attorney, who has been voted by peers as one of the best attorneys in the U.S. Lisa, of course, is the managing partner of the Bloom Firm, chip off the old block. She's also an analyst, a legal analyst for CNN, NBC, and other outlets. She's the Avvo legal analyst and consultant, and that's Avvo.com, a lawyer database and advice site. She's the author of Suspicion Nation, Swagger and Think, three incredible books, and we are just honored to have both Gloria and Lisa on the show with us today. Welcome, Gloria and Lisa, to Gerby's Law.
Well, thank
Hello.
You. Hi, thanks so much for having us on. This is a great idea for Mother's Day. I just love being on with my daughter, and, you know, she's a terrific attorney and a great analyst and, most of all, a good daughter and a mom to my grandchildren.
And that's really wonderful. It's going to be tough because you're both on the phone, unfortunately, not with us because you've got so many things going on. But, Gloria, I have a question for you because I read somewhere that it said that you had four real close friends and probably don't have time to make any more, but one of the four was Lisa. And the question is, what is the secret of a mother and daughter remaining so close and close friends and supporting each other after all of these years and what some of us say a lot of mishigas that's gone on?
Well, you know, I'm that's a great question. I'm not sure how to answer it except to say that I love my daughter dearly. I want the best for her. I've always wanted the best for her. And I hope she knows that I've always been supportive of her and will always be supportive of her and also very proud of her.
You know, Lisa and Gloria, this is Carrie Kasem, and I just have to say once again, so excited to have you two on, two of the most famous attorneys in the country, if not the world. I thank you so much for coming on. And Lisa, I know that my mom is a political fundraiser, and I've been raising a lot of funds this last year for my organization, and I realized how hard it was and what she had to go through and what she did for a living. And I said, wow, I have so much more respect for what my mom did and how she got there. Do you feel that way? I mean, when you kind of followed in her footsteps?
Well, I think that's a great way of putting it. And thank you, Mom, for all the nice things you said about me. You know, I think as you get older, you really learn learn not to sweat the small stuff, and you realize almost everything is small stuff. And, you know, between any two human beings in the world, there are going to be differences and disagreements. And, you know, that's the small stuff. Don't worry about that stuff. Just let it be and focus on the big picture. And, you know, the big picture is I have an amazing mother who has spent all of her life fighting for the underdog, fighting for people to have their rights against, you know, big, powerful corporations and celebrities. And you know, and she fights a good fight, and she wins, and I admire her for it. You know, I have my own law practice. And, you know, I often think of my mother when I'm trying to think of what's the right thing to do here. What's the best way to solve this problem? What's the best way to represent this client? I think, well, what would Gloria do?
I was
going
to say.
Yeah, that's Lisa, that is some great advice, Lisa. And I know that I do the same thing, and it's just in life itself. Not only in law, because my mother isn't a lawyer, but a lot of times in life, I think, what would my mom do? Lisa, I have a question, because I read somewhere where you may not have been that interested in getting into law school, but Gloria said something like, you know, just take the LSAT. It doesn't have to mean anything. Just apply to law school. It doesn't have to mean anything. You can always just say no. What was that all about?
Yeah, I was totally duped. I'm glad that I was duped. So, yes, what happened was I was graduating from college, you know, back in the 17th century, and I was trying to decide what I was going to do with my life, and my mother said, you know, just take the LSAT, which is the test you have to take, you know, to get into law school. It doesn't have to mean anything. Just take it. I said, well, okay. So I took the LSAT. And then she said, well, you know, just apply to law school. You don't have to accept. Just do the application. And by the way, at that time, it was very inexpensive to apply to law school.
Right, exactly.
So it's basically just a bunch of forms back in those days. So I did that, and I got accepted various places. And then she said, you know, you can accept, and then you can always change your mind before school.
Yeah.
And so every step of the way, I was led down the primrose path. But I have to say, I went to Yale Law. I loved it. I had a great time in law school. In fact, I was having such a great time, I couldn't believe they were making me leave after 3 years. I thought we were doing so well. Why did we have to part company?
And tell me
I've
the
been
truth.
Practicing law ever since 1986.
Lisa, tell me the truth. Is it true that you also said the same thing to your daughter, Sarah?
Yes. Yes, I did, and my mother did as well. I mean, she can tell that story.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I want to hear that.
It's a great story, and let me tell you, because my granddaughter, I get to say this as grandmotherly privilege, is about to be graduated from law school.
Wow.
In about 9 days.
Great.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So,
yes, to both of you.
It's going to be three generations of women lawyers, and I know Lisa and I are both very proud of her. And, yes, I did go to the same thing with my granddaughter, where she wasn't going to go to law school. And anyway, then we talked about it, and then I said, well, you know, just you know, you could just take the LSAT. And I went through, I felt like history was repeating itself, or history was repeating itself. And then finally, after a year of her doing something else, she said, you know, Grandma, I think you're right. I think you have some good arguments, and I think it might be a good fit. And then so she went, she loved it, and she excelled, and May 18th is her graduation day. And Lisa and I are going to be in the audience cheering for her.
Well, congratulations for that.
Yes, congratulations to all of you.
And we have no doubt that she is going to follow in both of your footsteps and be a preeminent attorney. You know, it's funny because just listening to your story reminds me of myself. I was actually a DJ on a cruise ship in Alaska, and I took a break.
Wow.
And I called my parents. I was much younger, obviously, and I called my parents just to tell them everything was going great. I was loving the cruise ship. I was loving being a DJ. And they said, congratulations. And I said, for what? And they said, well, you were accepted into law school. And I said, that's funny. I didn't apply. And they said, we did.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it all started. And it's funny because I had moved to L.A. I'm from Winnipeg, and they had applied to the University of Manitoba for me, hoping that I would come back home and be a good Canadian boy and go to law school at University of Manitoba. So it was the funniest thing. I got back on the cruise ship, and I told all my friends that I think I'm going to law school. I'm going to have to get off this cruise ship.
I did not know that.
Listen, I can tell you with regard to my mom, Gloria Allred, to everybody out there who comes into contact with her, if she sets her mind that you need to do something, it's better just to do it right away. You're going to save yourself a lot of time and aggravation if you just go along with it when she requests it.
You know, Lisa, I got to tell you, we're up against the break, but I have to hear from Gloria about the story about the Italian man who had battered and murdered an American mother. And what happened, because Lisa talks about this when she says, you better listen to my mother and you better have fear, because if you don't, what happens, Gloria? Tell us about the witness stand in that case.
Well, by the way, I have a sign on my desk in my office that says, be reasonable, do it my way.
Right.
That kind of sums it up. Well, no, that was a very interesting story, and that was Carlo Ventre, and I'll give you the very, very short version, but 48 Hours did a whole hour on it. Because it's a gripping case, and essentially it was a young woman who had the unfortunate experience of meeting a man named Carlo Ventre, who indicated that, you know, he loved her, he wined her and dined her and wanted to take care of her, and anyway, she had a child, and anyway, they got together, and then they had another child. And then at that point he became like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Ultimately they split up. And he took the child in violation of the court order. He took the baby to Italy. Ultimately, she tried to get him back, the child back. She had to go to Italy, and she had no attorney at this point. She was successful in getting a court order to bring the baby back, but the baby was sick in the hospital, and so she had to wait till the baby got better. Meanwhile, she was afraid he was going to kill her because he kept threatening her. And ultimately, she called her twin sister and said, he's going to kill me, but he's going to try to kill me, but I'm going to leave, you know, tomorrow with the baby. And unfortunately, however, her body was found later that day, and he did kill her. Anyway, for years after, I went back and forth to Italy trying to get him prosecuted and trying to get the baby back, and it was quite a challenge. Ultimately, I did get the baby back from Italy, brought her back to the United States, and ultimately was able to see that he was prosecuted. But then when he was on the witness stand, charged with murder, and suddenly, as he was about to testify, he said to the judge, may I have a moment? I don't feel very well. He put his head down and had a heart attack on the stand and died.
Oh my God.
Which is an incredible thing.
Yeah, right? Incredible. Yes. You know what? We have to take a break. But you just heard it right from Gloria Allred with Lisa Bloom listening in. Be careful with these women, because if they're on the witness stand, if you're on the witness stand, you never know if you're going to get off the witness stand. We're going to talk.
Do what she asked.
Yes.
There you go.
We're going to talk about some of the cases you guys have worked on or some of the interesting cases in the news after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is R-85348, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Wow, that's some brooding music we're listening to for our Happy Mother's Day show.
It's not really Happy Mother's Day music.
No. Okay, Juan, we need you to fix that up for the next break. Anyway, we are here. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem, and we are speaking to none other than Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom. Ladies, I have a question for you. We listened in the first segment about how supportive you are to each other and how you admire each other and how you've been there for each other. The question that some people have on their minds, though, is, isn't there an element of competitiveness? You're both in the same type of law. You're both protecting victims' rights. You're both celebrity attorneys. You're not working at the same firm. So how does that work for you guys?
I'll let Lisa answer that. I don't want to compete with her and answer.
That was the best competition I ever heard.
Yeah. Well, so this is Lisa. So it's true that we both have our own law firms here in Los Angeles. My mom's is Allred, Morocco, and Goldberg, and mine is the Bloom firm. And there is some overlap in the kinds of cases that we do. I do a broad array of civil litigation and family law, meaning any kind of business or personal dispute, we can handle it. I do a significant number of civil rights cases, including employment discrimination and police excessive force cases. So, you know, a lot of the kinds of cases that I do, my mom does not do. So that's part of the answer. And, you know, people call it. People call my mom. People call me. I mean, I don't really feel that I'm in any more competition with her than any other lawyer in town. And I think we both probably have plenty of business, so that's not really an issue. I mean, look, I don't consider myself competing with Gloria Allred because that would be ridiculous. I think I just heard somebody, by the way, refer to herself as the Gloria Allred of San Diego. So I mean, I see people all over the country, especially women lawyers, try to refer to themselves as the Gloria Allred of this town or that town. Well, there's already a Gloria Allred in Los Angeles. She's doing a great job every day for her clients. So I just be me, Lisa Bloom, and we just do our own thing in my law firm. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I think it does. But I want to hear from Gloria because obviously she's cutthroat and she's competing against you, Lisa, right?
Well, I mean, my answer is, you know, there are plenty of cases for a lot of people. And, you know, I think the most important thing is meeting the needs of the community. You know, we are the, you know, best known and I would have to say, frankly, the most successful private law firm on women's rights in the entire nation. And we've won literally hundreds of millions of dollars just in the last 10 years and multiply that by the fact that we've been practicing almost 40 years. And, you know, we're very proud of our achievement for our clients and the courage they've shown, the victories, you know, that we've been able to win together for women's rights and also for the rights of minorities, for gays, lesbian, you know, persons who are HIV positive or have AIDS, persons who have been discriminated against on account of their race, their gender, their physical condition, their age, their ethnic origin, and all of that. So we do a lot of employment discrimination. You can see from a lot of the cases that we do, we're doing a lot of rape cases, civil rape, where women in some cases we've represented men who have literally been raped in their workplace or
you know, Gloria,
in their relationships.
Gloria, I have to interrupt you because you said sometimes we've represented men. And people don't understand that. They think that both you and Lisa, you know, you're talking about women all the time. But maybe you want to tell us a little bit about the older gentleman in Palm Springs who had almost had his penis severed with scissors. And you represented him.
Yeah, that's true. And we were on the doctors this week about that. And his wife ultimately was convicted. Yes, she did attack his penis and injured it in Cesar Valdez. And, you know, it's wrong. If there's domestic violence, if there is battery, again, and the victim happens to be male and the perpetrator is female, well, that's wrong, too. And so we don't just represent women who are victims of violence, men as well. I mean, obviously, we're not going to discriminate. It really depends on the merits of the case. In this case, I was persuaded from the very beginning by my client, Cesar Valdez, who's given permission to give his name, that, in fact, he had been the victim of violence. So I did, you know, I did represent him and I did assist him, and I think he was very courageous to stand up, because sometimes people don't take, you know, spousal violence or violence against men in a relationship as seriously as they do violence against women.
Right.
And we all have a stake in stopping violence.
Do you two ever share cases or ask advice and say, hey, look, I've got this, you know, one case. What do you think, you know?
Yeah, this is Lisa. Yeah, we do. I mean, we have to be careful not to disclose any confidential information, just as if we're talking about a case to anyone. But I can say to my mom, you know, I have this situation, and without naming names, and what do you think? And she can give me advice. And I'm free to ignore it, which is what I usually do. No.
Well, let's give an example. Here we go. You, let's bring up the name Bill Cosby, because I know that will make your both of your blood boil.
Well,
and
we both represent.
That's
Cosby.
Exactly why I'm bringing up the name. So tell us about, because Carrie asked, you know, do you ever talk? So Lisa is representing Janice Dickinson, and I can say the name because, you know, she's a well-known person, and it's out
mm-hmm.
there. Now, Gloria, I'm not sure exactly how many of them you're representing, but I know it's probably over five.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's about 17.
I didn't want to say
exact.
Wow.
I didn't want to say that. But, you know, it's like when you're in a deposition, you know, how many years was it? Oh, it's over five. Well, that could be 17 or 20. But anyway, tell us a little bit about, for both of you, what is going to go on with this Bill Cosby thing? It's just getting to be, I mean, I think there's more than 40 women that have come forward. The question is, have you found the evidence? And if so, what are you going to do? At one point, Gloria said, well, he's going to pay $100 million. Is that true? Will
that
happen?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Well, why was it in the news that it
said?
Well,
if it was in the news that way, that's not what I said. What I said was the following, that I offered Bill Cosby three options. One is invite the women who make these allegations against him to sue in a civil lawsuit and agree that you will not, Mr. Cosby, assert the defense of the statute of limitations. In other words, you won't say it's too late for them to sue me. You can decide that you will not assert it, and then they can sue you, and let's let a judge and jury decide after hearing all the evidence. And that's one way. If you don't like the public scrutiny of that proposal, a judge and jury deciding, then how about a private arbitration or mediation behind closed doors with a retired judge? Again, he could present his evidence, they could present their evidence, and then the judge could decide. I suggested he put $100 million into essentially an escrow account, and then if the judge decided that if there was sufficient evidence to prove both that he did it, that he's liable, and damages, then the judge could dip into that fund and award appropriate damages according to the proof that the victims would offer. Those were my challenges. He rejected all three of those proposals. So, therefore, you've seen me keep coming forth with more women, speaking out in the court of public opinion, because that's where apparently he wants this to be decided. And I was at participating in the Atlanta protest in Atlanta, Georgia, last Saturday night, where myself and one of my clients, Julie Bernard, who was on his show previously, on the Cosby Show, also made the allegation that she'd been drugged and sexually assaulted by him. And
Gloria, didn't she also say that Bill Cosby actually made death threats against her if she went public?
Well, you know, I don't want to go into what she said beyond what I just said. But having said that, I took her to the police in Atlantic City last week, and, you know, she was interviewed for 5 hours, and she alleged to them what she alleges he did to her. And then we'll see what happens next. But it's a really, you know, it's a very emotionally difficult situation for all of the alleged victims. And, you know, Mr. Cosby is not coming forward and acknowledging publicly any of these allegations. He is being sued in Massachusetts for defamation. Whether that case is allowed to continue or proceed, we'll see. And there's one other case here in L.A. County by...
And he's about to have another one.
Well, we're going to hear about that. We have to take a quick break because I also want to talk about Floyd Mayweather Jr. and some of the NFL sexual abuse cases. So you're listening to Gervie's Law. We're with Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom. We are going to return right after the news. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
High water now forcing road closures in Oklahoma City, the area under flood watch. The National Weather Service issuing a tornado watch for central and southern Oklahoma and northern and central Texas effective until 9 p.m. local time. Meteorologist Pedram Jabahari.
They're saying with the conditions there favorable because of how moist the atmosphere is, how unstable the atmosphere is becoming. Some of these tornadoes, if they're spawned in the coming couple of hours, there could be long-lived tornadoes, long-track tornadoes. A large spread exists.
Tornado watch is also in effect for eastern Colorado, western Kansas, and southwestern Nebraska until 9 p.m. Mountain Time. Meanwhile, up to 2 feet of snow possible for the Black Hills of South Dakota and the Rocky Mountains. We have an update now on the condition of former President George H.W. Bush from Jeb Bush on the campaign trail today.
Many of you asked this morning how he's doing, just a month shy of his 91st birthday. I'm happy to say he's in pretty good shape, and it'll stay that way if we can just keep his mind off that darn parachute.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on Q846030 in-store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is R-85348, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years. And I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gerby and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yes, we're right here at KBC, Talk Radio 790 KBC. I am Alan Gerby, and I'm here with Carrie Kasem, and we are speaking with the incredible civil rights lawyers, Gloria Allred and Lisa Blumen. For those of you who are just tuning in, yes, indeed, they are mother and daughter. This is our Mother's Day special, and we are talking to these most powerful women. And Gloria and Lisa, you know, we talk about how strong you are, and we just talked about the Bill Cosby cases, and I know, Lisa, you were saying actually that there's another one coming forward, and it sounds like until something is done, until justice is done, we're going to keep hearing about it, which is, to me, just totally disgusting because I don't think we can respect anyone. I don't know how many of these are true or not, but I'll tell you, when you look at the number of them, you have very little respect for any man whatsoever who would be in this situation. I have a question, though, about men and your lives. How is a man dealing with powerful women like both of you in your personal lives?
Well, I want to say a couple things. First of all, I do represent Janice Dickinson, and she is about to sue Bill Cosby. And that's because not only does she allege that he raped her many years ago, but then he doubly victimized her by coming out and publicly calling her a liar. And that's defamation, and she has 1 year to sue for defamation, if anybody does, which means she has a right claim. She has a right to sue him now. And truth is a defense. So the underlying trial in that defamation case will be about whether he raped her or not. And we have a wonderful statute here in California where when you're accusing somebody of rape in a civil or criminal case, you can bring in prior similar acts. And so I'm going to argue that means we can bring in the other 48 women who have strikingly similar claims of being drugged and raped by Bill Cosby. And so that, keep your eyes on that one, because it's going to be a very, very significant case.
Let me ask you this. I see certain, I guess it would be trials, that are have the TV cameras in them. Some are allowed to, some are not. How does that happen? And like something like this, the world is going to want to watch.
Yeah. Well, I actually was an anchor woman on Court TV for 8 years. And I'm a big advocate of cameras in the courtroom in most cases. I think cameras don't create a circus in the courtroom. They sometimes expose a circus in the courtroom.
Sure.
But, you know, we should have transparency in all aspects of our country, legislative, executive, and I think the judicial branch. So I would certainly welcome cameras. And as to men, I'll just say,
I'm
married to a wonderful guy.
I thought you guys were avoiding the subject.
No.
Okay,
no,
go ahead.
I'm married to a wonderful man named Braden Pollock, who's a business guy and entrepreneur, and is extremely supportive of me and everything that I do. And, you know, I just couldn't be luckier. And I would say to women out there, pick a guy who raises you up, who cheers for you, who wants you to be successful. Those are the good ones.
Gloria, would you agree?
Okay, well, here's my answer. I like what the women's movement has said, and I don't remember who said it, but I agree with it. I would say to women, become the person you wanted to marry. In other words, if you want to marry someone who has a great sense of humor, then develop it in yourself. If you want to marry a lawyer, become a lawyer yourself. If you want to marry a doctor, become a doctor yourself. If you want somebody to protect you and provide security for you, learn how to protect yourself and provide security for yourself. Then if you meet a great guy or another woman whom you love, then, you know, that person is going to be just a wonderful addition to your life if it's the right person. But you will not be economically dependent upon them. And that is really important for women to know. And by the way, I want to just send a big shout out and a tribute to all the moms out there. There are so many moms that do such heroic work every day. You know, they demands on them physically, emotionally, financially, socially, and they just, you know, they get through, they manage to do it all. You know, there's no real course about how to be a mother. It's an unknown landscape. And they do it, especially the single moms who have so many challenges and don't get their child support the way they should and the amount they should get it and the time they should get it. You know, these are the real heroes. And that's not just lip service. They are doing the hard work every day, and their children should be very appreciative of them and thank them every day for the challenges that they're facing and the support they're giving their children.
Gloria, not only their children, but I think husbands as well, or the man or woman in their lives. My wife takes care of most of the day my 1- and 2-year-old. I come home after a long day at trial, and sometimes you know how it is when you're cross-examining witnesses all day. Your mind can be like mush, and there she is changing diapers and making dinner for me, and that is my hero. So happy Mother's Day to Nancy for doing everything that Gloria Allred just said, and of course my own mother, who hopefully we're going to speak to at the end of the show. I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day too. You know, just listening to you guys talking about it, it's so important, and I'm looking forward. There's a movie going to come out, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, on the basis of sex. And yesterday or the day before, it was announced that Natalie Portman will play Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And RBG rocks.
Yes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
We love her.
I love her. I just saw her at the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago.
Don't you think that this is a movie, and, you know, hopefully it'll be well done, that everyone will have to see, to look at the equality in what she had to go through in her career to rise to the pinnacle?
Yes, and I might add that she's the only, well, she was the first and maybe the only person who was so dedicated to women's rights and who became a Supreme Court justice. And that is really, you know, a challenge, and she's still there. And when I was in the Supreme Court on April 28th watching the arguments for marriage equality, because I'm so interested in making, you know, in the issue of marriage equality, and we litigated it for 6 years on behalf of a lesbian and gay couple in California, and won the right to marry for them. Watching her, even in her 80s, I guess she is,
yeah,
cross-examining the council and making points to them. She just rocks. We love her.
You know, she's cross-examining, and I don't know what Clarence Thomas is doing. He's sleeping or something because he doesn't ask one question. But I'll tell you.
Don't get me started. Listen, I have a dream. I have a dream not only that we win, that every state has to recognize each other's gay marriages, but that gay marriage becomes the law nationwide. And that Ruth Bader Ginsburg writes the majority opinion. That's my dream.
That is a great dream. And, you know, Gloria, I've got to say, I saw a clip on YouTube, I believe, where there was a guy in your face trying to tell you off about, you know, that gays don't have a right to be together, to be married, blah, blah, blah. And you maintained this calm that I couldn't believe. I don't know if you were thinking about, you know, what you were going to give to Lisa for her birthday or something, or Mother's Day. I don't know what it was, but you basically were able to keep this guy in your face just keep him calm just by saying, you know what, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, this was a guy who was outside the Supreme Court,
right,
waiting to get in on the marriage equality issue. I was number one in the admitted to the Supreme Court bar, so I was number one in the line, and waiting to get in, and he approached me, and he had a bullhorn. That's one of the reasons you couldn't hear too much of what I was saying, because it's a bullhorn, screaming about basically, and there was somebody, by the way, in the Supreme Court, I don't know if it's the same person or a different person, who interrupted the Supreme Court, by the way, during the argument and yelled at the Supreme Court that essentially that they would burn in hell or something if they, you know, supported marriage equality. He didn't say marriage equality. That's the way I put it. But this particular person, whether the same or different, was yelling at me outside of the Supreme Court. He was pretty much almost in my face. And there were other people around, and I just have a very protective instinct, and I was trying to protect anyone else around me. And I've dealt with people who were kind of out of control and, you know, and tough kids. I used to teach for 6.5 years in some very tough schools before I became an attorney. So I find that the way to calm somebody who's almost out of control down is to just, you know, be calm yourself, and rather than notching it up.
You know, Lisa, how do you do it on Facebook and on social media? Because I think you're a little more active than Gloria.
Anybody is more active than I am.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to.
Anybody and everybody.
Gloria, I didn't want to say that. But, Lisa, I got to tell you, you know, you're very active, and I have seen some naysayers, some guy in particular on your Facebook page. And, you know, how do you keep your calm?
Well, I am very active, especially on Twitter, at Lisa Bloom, or Facebook, Lisa Bloom, and website, lisabloom.com, or thebloomfirm.com. I'm very active because I enjoy it, and I have a big mouth, and I have a lot of opinions, and I like talking about the law. I've written a lot about Baltimore in the last couple of weeks, and I write a lot about the police killings of unarmed African Americans. And, you know, I don't mind when people spout off and disagree with me, and frankly, give me something to respond to. If they get really crazy and really negative, I'm going to block them. But it has to really be over the line and inappropriate. And, you know, I don't mind. I like having a good debate. I like having a good argument. I don't mind. You know, sometimes people point out that I made a mistake or I got something wrong or did I think about this. But I would say the vast majority of people are very supportive. I get a lot of love on Twitter, which I'm very, very appreciative about. And people sometimes send me links to articles and research, and that's very helpful to me. So, and by the way, if anybody's listening, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter or Facebook, and let me know what you think.
Yeah, and let me just say that, you know, when I was the guy outside the Supreme Court who was basically yelling and calling me a liberal as though that's a bad thing. But anyway, and it's also not a newsflash.
And it has no substance behind an argument, by the way.
No, but, you know, and he's basically yelling about gays and lesbians. You know, I did take him on. Because I am not going to allow people who are gay or lesbian, or transgender or bisexual, to be blasted with, you know, about with the statements that are demeaning to them, ridicule them, humiliate them, hurt them. I'm not going to stand there and listen to this kind of stuff without responding. But I'll do so, hopefully, in a way that makes my point. And also, you know, stands up for the fact that what I did say to him was, you need to respect everyone. You need to respect people who are gay and lesbian. You need to respect everyone. You want people to respect you, you need to respect them. And that's really my most important point, because everybody who's gay and lesbian, they deserve the same respect, the same dignity that everyone else has. And every year when I'm in the Gay and Lesbian Pride Parade, there's somebody with a bullhorn yelling the same kind of thing that the guy who stood outside the Supreme Court yelled. And I'm just not going to be silent in the face of that kind of injustice. I'll speak up. And they're going to know I'm not going to be intimidated by them, because it's just plain bigotry, and I'm not going to stand for it.
You know, Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred, you both said, you know, something about being bullied. And it's much easier to be bullied on social media because you can block and delete people. But when it's right in your face, that's a little harder. I just wrote this on my Facebook. I said, if you disagree with me respectfully, I don't delete your comments. If you bully, name call, and are sarcastic, you will be blocked and deleted. Life is too short for mean people. Now, that's easily done on Facebook, but when you're dealing with it right in your face, I mean, that it must be sometimes a little scary.
Well, this is part of being a litigator, right, which we both signed up for. So, you know, mean comments on Facebook is nothing compared to opposing counsel in my domestic violence case telling me that my client, who's a woman who was beaten for 5 years by her wealthy attorney husband, that she asked for it, that she deserved it,
right.
She's faking it.
You
right?
know.
So, you know, I have to keep my calm and fight for her. No matter how disgusting the comments are on either side, no matter how much they enrage me, because it doesn't help anyone for me to lose my cool.
Lisa, we've got to take a quick break. There's so much to talk about. I actually do want to talk about, you know, the domestic abuse. The Jameis Winston came out yesterday with a lawsuit against his accuser, and then we can talk about Ray McDonald, who came out with a lawsuit. And then, of course, you were in San Diego earlier in the week with a sexual harassment in the workplace case, which I'm interested in talking about. We want to talk about that really quickly when we get back, but we do have to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Everything bad that happens in college campuses, rape, unwanted sexual contact, whatever it is, alcohol, binge alcohol. And this whole, like, just what you do in college, like, no.
Yeah, I mean, we talk to so many of those kids where it's like, well, you know, I'm young, so, I mean, I black out twice a week. I'm young, you know, I'm in college.
Yeah, so
you're
what, like,
no.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live, with Psycho Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervey & Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervey & Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervey & Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervey & Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary.
And John Phillips.
We invite you to the KABC and KLOS Pet Adoption Day. It's Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at SPCALA's Pitchford Companion Animal Village in Long Beach.
There's going to be hundreds of adorable puppies, kittens, cats, and dogs all looking for a new home.
Maybe your home, John. Each adoption includes initial vaccination, spaying or neutering, a free vet exam, microchipping, and a goodie bag for your new pet.
The event's going to feature fun for the entire family, including prize drawings, silent auctions, and much, much more.
So join us Saturday, June 6th at SPCALA's Pitchford Companion Animal Village in Long Beach.
And adopt a new friend for life.
For more info, go to KABC.com, keyword pets.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We're back right here at Gervie's Law, and we're talking with Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom. We wish we had another hour. We only have 10 minutes, so we need to get through a couple things very quickly, because this is our special Mother's Day show. And what better way to celebrate Mother's Day than having Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred on? Quickly, let's talk a little bit about sexual harassment in the workplace. Lisa, you were in San Diego earlier in the week for a case that involved sexual harassment. Tell us briefly about it.
Well, I can only tell you a little bit because there's some confidentiality around
this. Well, that's
case,
okay. No
I
one,
will tell you that.
You can at least it's just me. Yes. It's Alan. It's a lawyer to lawyer to lawyer. You can tell me.
I was very pleased to represent a young woman who was sexually harassed by the head of a very large, prominent company that you would all know. And, she endured it like most women do. She complained, which I salute her for and which I encourage women to do or anybody who's a victim. And then guess what? She's out of a job. And that's called unlawful retaliation. It is illegal for an employer to retaliate against somebody who complains of sexual harassment or race discrimination or any other kind of prohibited discrimination. And that, unfortunately, is the kind of fact pattern I see in a lot of cases. And if employers do that, they're in big trouble. Because
yes.
They violated the law not just once, but twice. And so we got a very good outcome for her. I wish I could tell you more about it, but I can't.
But you know,
very,
Lisa,
very pleased at how we did in that case.
We see it in our practice all the time, in our workers' compensation practice. In fact, while you were trying that case in San Diego, I was actually in a deposition with a woman. It was a horrible, horrible situation. And same kind of facts. And in fact, she had the clothing with the semen on her clothing that she had kept, and it was someone in management. And what did the deposition, the whole deposition was taken talking about her past and about how she was a drug user and promiscuous in her teens, and her brother had been killed. They didn't ask her one question about what this, I don't know what to call him, this horrible man did to her at work. All they want to do is what we talk about called apportionment, apportioning any disability to a previous thing that was totally irrelevant. Anyway, that's my game. We see it all the time. Sexual harassment has got to stop in the workplace. There are workers' compensation cases and civil cases.
That's true.
And let me just say, too, Alan, that... You know, people need to know that women have a right to be free of sexual harassment. So do men in the workplace. The bad news is there is still a lot of sexual harassment. That's the number one thing that we do in our law firm is sexual harassment employment. But it's also against the law to retaliate, as Lisa said, if somebody complains about retaliation. And sometimes the victims, they may even have trouble proving they were sexually harassed, but they can prove that they were retaliated against. And so the good news is that women are knowing that they do have rights. They're now asserting those rights. They're not just going to take it and then leave and go someplace else. You know, they're going to go to good attorneys, and they're going to assert their rights. And
right.
We're very proud of them because of it.
And it becomes a very embarrassing situation. So you when you're in court
for the
and
employer.
You're... For the employer,
yes.
When you're cross-examining someone, I've never seen a case settle so quickly when we get the manager or the person representing the employer on the stand, and when the facts come out, cases settle.
Well, that's a good point, and a lot of people, and women should know that, especially because usually it's women who are the victims. Sometimes cases, by the way, will settle even without filing a lawsuit. They will settle confidentially based on, you know, the discussion between the person representing the victim, the attorney, and the other side. So people should know that. It's not necessarily going to have to be a lawsuit, and often it can be done confidentially.
Okay, speaking of retaliation, really quickly before we have to say goodbye to you guys, let's talk a little bit about the NFL cases, the Ray McDonald case. Jameis Winston, number one draft pick last Saturday, just filed yesterday a lawsuit against his accuser. Maybe it was because he signed his contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had a little bit of money. But talk about anti-slap and what's going on with these accusations.
Yeah, I do represent a young woman who made a report to law enforcement alleging that she'd been sexually assaulted by Raymundo McDonald, who's called Ray McDonald, and he was an NFL, well, he is an NFL football player.
Chicago Bears.
He was for the San Francisco 49ers, now with the Chicago Bears. And my client made a report to the police alleging that she'd been sexually assaulted, and while the DA of Santa Clara County was deciding whether or not to prosecute, he filed a civil lawsuit against the alleged rape victim, alleging defamation and other torts. And so we just filed our response this week, and we believe that he may have filed the lawsuit against the alleged victim in order to punish her for reporting the alleged rape to the police or to intimidate her. But whatever his reason, in our opinion, His lawsuit against our client is against California law and public policy, and that's why we responded this week with a motion to strike his lawsuit and have it dismissed with sanctions against him, because California law does seek to protect victims and witnesses who report to the police what they believe are crimes against them. And courts of appeal have decided in at least three cases that lawsuits arising from reports to the police have to be struck or dismissed under California's anti-SLAPP statute,
yep,
even if no charges are filed. So we're going to be strong for her. We're going to pursue this. And I think Mr. McDonald is going to have a lot to think about once he hears the argument in court on June 4th.
We're going to need to have both of you come back on the show to just to report, report on what happens on these cases. They're ongoing. Both Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom have all of these cases that they're representing victims. If you're a victim, call either of them up. They will help you. They are doing good throughout society, and then they are mother-daughter. Happy Mother's Day. Gervie's Law wants to thank you guys for spending the hour with us. You've been amazing, and we wish you both a happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, and to your wife, and to Carrie, and to everybody else listening, you know, we wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Oh,
I'm looking forward
you.
To seeing my daughter tomorrow to celebrate Mother's Day, and I hope everyone else celebrates as well.
Right.
We're going out to brunch. Take your mama out to brunch. Call her. Lavish her with gifts. Mother's Day only comes once
That's
a year.
Right.
And don't just call her on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Every single day.
Every day.
Your mama.
That's right.
That's the best advice we can hear. And I have, we have my mother on the phone right now. So, Gloria and Lisa, I want to thank you. All the best. And now we're going to talk to my mom because
it is
Happy Mother's Day for her. So take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Where are you?
I'm in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Where are you?
Well,
I wish I was there with you. I love going on your program.
Yeah, you haven't been on for a while.
No.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm surprised you're not on a cruise for Mother's Day. I mean,
yeah.
Come on,
Alan. No, I have to go to lunch and dinner tomorrow with my kids here, and I'm going to miss Alan and Nancy and Hudson and Harper.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss you, too. And, you know, we just had Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom on, and they talked about their relationship, a mother-daughter relationship. I am so lucky and fortunate that I have a relationship with you that is so close, and we've shared so many great times together, and I appreciate everything you've done for me, the support, and you know, doing what I do is very difficult. I have two young children, a managing attorney of a large law firm, and the radio show, and you're always there for me with support and guidance, and I can't do this without you, so I appreciate
that. You're going to make me cry.
No.
I don't want you to cry. You're a wonderful son.
Well, that's not about being a son. It's about being a mother, and I salute all mothers. We want to salute Carrie's mother, too.
We do, and I wanted to say a very happy Mother's Day to my mom, Linda Kasem Naylor, who's been an incredible mom and incredible support, and I just love her so much. In fact,
Lisa,
you saw the cake.
I did, and what I wanted to say is, you know, I'm looking through all these Facebook pages of Lisa Bloom and everything, and there's Kasem Point and Carrie Kasem. That's her Facebook page. And your mom has this beautiful, it looked like professionally done, and it says 49 more. She is so proud of you for the visitation bill. She baked you this red velvet
gluten-free
cake, which is amazing.
It was. It was absolutely delicious. And, yes, 49 more states to go. And, you know, she's a political fundraiser, and she knows what it takes to get a bill passed. So she's been an incredible support, along with her husband, Robert Naylor, who is my lobbyist, and he's an attorney and was in the legislature in California. So
right. Thank
you so much
and
to both of you.
Mom, you know a little bit about making cakes. You're famous for them.
I am. What kind of cheesecake would you like?
Yeah, she makes the best cheesecake. Last one she made, I think, was an Oreo cheesecake.
I made an Oreo cheesecake, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And I'll have to make you one when I get to L.A.
Please make a cheesecake.
That would be good. You know, Mom, you share in common with Carrie's mom the care and the baking, which is really important. And I want to wish every mom out there, including my wife Nancy, and my mom, and Carrie's mom, and Ken Kokin's mom, and Erica Wise's mom, and Dino's mom, and Juan's mom.
And Jesse Cove's mom.
And Jesse Cove's mom, and of course, Debbie Payne's mom. I want to wish them all a happy Mother's Day. This has been an incredible experience with Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom. Everyone, thanks for listening.